Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
So Donald Trump spent the weekend posting photographs of him next to Elvis and saying that he thinks he looks like Elvis. And he says a lot of people tell him that. And what do you think? Donald Trump also said that he should get king-like immunity, absolute presidential immunity for committing any crimes whatsoever. And then Donald Trump also whined about the various cases he's involved in and said the Biden prosecutors are coming after me. And then Donald Trump gave an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Fox where he praised President Xi, said that he had an incredible relationship with Xi, that President Xi was a great friend of his. It's all very, very bizarre. On the other hand, you had President Biden win in a dominating fashion in South Carolina. Remember all of those headlines when Donald Trump underperformed in New Hampshire and Iowa, and the media would say, like, dominant performance, Donald Trump has all the momentum in the world. I mean, in South Carolina, President Biden won with 96 to 97% of the vote. Heck, President Biden almost got 100% of all of the votes. And like Dean Phillips, who was running against him, I mean, was receiving substantial amount of money to try to undermine President Biden. And I think all of the polls were showing, and like the Emerson poll, for example, was showing that Biden was only going to win by about 60% of the vote. He overperformed the poll by like 30% of the vote. And then you have these headlines saying, well, it's unclear if this shows any further signs of momentum. And meanwhile, you have the media like simping for Donald Trump. It's so utterly strange. I just want to stick with the facts. And I just want to share, here's what Donald Trump's posting and saying. Here's what President Biden is posting and saying. You can form your own opinions. And let's also just talk about the data that's out there. Like one of the things that Donald Trump posted, drill, baby, drill. He posted this part of this interview with Maria Bartiromo where he goes, drill, baby, drill. Well, I just want to look at like the graphs here on this issue. And it's clear you could look at any data right now. Under President Biden, there is more domestic drilling than under Donald Trump. America leads the world in drilling. The U.S. is the largest oil producer in the world, surpassing Russia's 9.5 million barrel a day production rate, well ahead of Saudi Arabia's daily production rate of 9.1 million barrels a day. This is from the Financial Times right here. Surging U.S. oil production has helped ExxonMobil and Chevron notch record-breaking or second biggest annual profits in a decade. I mean, you look at the chart right here, you can just see it's very clear. Oil production significantly higher now under President Biden than Donald Trump. And President Biden is focused on addressing climate change in meaningful ways and is still drilling more than Donald Trump. And by the way, Donald Trump brags about having phone calls with Putin and Saudi Arabia telling them to raise the price of oil. He just says it in his own words here.
Talk about that because I had to save the oil companies. They were all going to go bust. I said, this is the first time I've ever said we got to get it up a little bit. I actually called Russia and the king of Saudi Arabia. We had a three-way call and we cut back on the oil because it was so incredible, helped fill up the strategic national reserves, and he's now taken all of that to reduce gasoline prices for cars just prior to the election, very artificially. And he's reduced it down to the lowest level that it's been in, I think, 60 years.
Okay, then you get Donald Trump's weird post from this weekend where he goes, for so many years, people have been saying that Elvis and I look alike. Now this pic has been going all over the place. What do you think? I think you're weird. I think you're dangerous. I think you're a loser. But like, it's just very, this is not normal in politics. Like, I refuse to keep being gaslighted by the media to be like, oh, well, this is just political. This isn't political. It's just weird. It's weird behavior that the Republican Party has become like this. Then, of course, the all caps ranting and raving. Biden prosecutors are coming after me. Biden prosecutors. Wah, wah, wah. Another post, all in caps. If immunity is not granted to a president, every president that leaves office will be immediately indicted. Or as Marjorie Taylor Greene would say, indicted. Would be immediately indictabled by the opposing party without complete immunity. A president of the United States cannot be able to properly function. Yeah, they all seem to have done it, other than you, because you led an insurrection against the country, and we all saw it. We're all aware of what went down. I know the modern-day Republican Party, which has gone full MAGA, wants to claim that these are hostages and that this was peaceful and patriotic. I know what I watched. I'm going to believe what I saw and know happened. And, you know, I know as many times as you want to say that you gave 10,000 troops to Nikki Haley. And I know you, in your own conspiracy, are trying to say that you gave 10,000 troops to Nancy Pelosi. But look, we've gone over this 100 times here on the Midas Touch Network. Your acting defense secretary testified before the January 6th committee and said that never happened, that that's a lie, because everything you say is a lie. Everything. Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've been there too, but here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. The first time I tried Fume, it was way more flavorful than I thought, and it feels very fresh. The look and feel of Fume is very sleek, it's well-weighted, perfectly balanced, and extremely fun to fidget with. Plus, Fume's just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so there's no more losing it around the house. It's built with fidgeting in mind. You can spin your Fume around and around and around it. Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/Midas, tryfume.com/Midas. And getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when you use our code MIDAS to help make starting the good habit that much easier. Go to tryfume.com/MIDAS and use our code MIDAS. Show you, you know, it goes on. Maria Bartiromo here, Donald Trump praises President Xi in this interview with Maria Bartiromo. And Bartiromo is throwing him softballs here. She's like, what are you talking about? This is supposed to be propaganda for you, man. You can't even follow the propaganda. You're going through so much cognitive issues. Here, watch what happens.
Well, I would say maybe it's going to be more than that, because we're going to have, look, I want China to do great. I do. And I like President Xi a lot. He was a very good friend of mine during my term.
Well, look, COVID cover-up, intellectual property
when
theft.
When COVID came,
the list is
different.
Long from our number one adversary, so
sure.
I don't know if he's a friend.
No, but I got along with him great. I'm not sure he loved what I was doing because I was, you know, getting along with him.
I don't think he wants you in the White House, Mr.
President. No, he doesn't. Their market almost crashed when I won Iowa and New Hampshire. The market went down tremendously.
And here in Donald Trump's malignant, narcissistic mind, he talks about how that he's going to win. He thinks he could flip New York, New Jersey, and Minnesota. And so even Maria Bartiromo, again, who's trying to do the propaganda for him, is like, hey, well, what about Pennsylvania, want to focus on maybe some swing states? And he's not even understanding He can't even figure out that Fox is his propaganda network. That's how cognitively problematic he is.
I think they're going to vote for me. So I think we're going to give New York a heavy shot. They're very unhappy in New York, what's happening. And they're unhappy with the crime. You take a look at the crime in New York, it's at record levels. The other thing is, and very importantly, New Jersey. I think New Jersey can be flipped. I think that Virginia can be flipped. I think that New Mexico can be flipped. And I think Minnesota can be flipped. And I'm not even sure that everything can't be flipped.
And you're focused on Pennsylvania, too.
I did great in Pennsylvania twice.
Here is part of that same interview. Donald Trump talks about how he's not responsible for the RNC. If they're going through problems, it's their fault. But he says that he's got a lot of money. He says he got so much money.
The Republicans have to be tougher.
You talk about this optimism ahead that we could see some relief, but the RNC doesn't seem to be so strong. I mean, the Democrats have all the money. Look at what we see. We get the Democrats actually with the money and spending it. The RNC seeking credit lines. The RNC reported its lowest bank balance at the point in any year in 2016. Comerica says the Michigan GOP defaulted on a loan of $500,000.
So I have a lot of money, and the money that they get, people are not looking at the RNC. They want changes. You have to understand, I have nothing to do with the RNC.
Right. If you got so much money, you're spending it all on your legal bills. You are a so-called billionaire whose wife, Melania, spent $368,000 of donor money from your PACs on her stylist, another $100,000 for her hair. You spent $1.7 million on your private jet from Mr. and Mrs. Magadonia. You claim to be a so-called billionaire. And here when Trump's asked about, well, what are you going to do to project international strength? He's like, he's just unable to even understand. Like, he's not responsive to any question. He just goes, oh, the border. The first thing I'm going to do is secure the border. Here, play this clip.
All the conflicts developing overseas, if you are elected in November, what's the first thing you do to get America's strength back on the international stage?
Well, first thing you have to do is close up the border. You can't have millions of people, and then you're going to have to do a massive deportation. You have to do it.
And by the way, it should be noted, I'll do a whole nother hot take on this on Sunday. Of course, on a bipartisan basis, the Senate released their national security supplemental and included $118 billion for various items and 20 plus billion going to the border. It's a very tough border bill that actually, if passed, would have led to the border being shut down for the past 4 months. We also learned MAGA Mike Johnson's shocker has been lying. He's been going on this media tour where MAGA Mike saying, I wasn't invited by the Senate to negotiate with them on the bipartisan bill. Total lie, as Republicans have stated in the Senate, like James Lankford, the Republican senator from Oklahoma. Of course, we invited the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. He said he didn't want to negotiate with us. He said he didn't want to read anything. He said he didn't want to be involved and that the House was going to take no action. Why? Because Donald Trump's telling him, don't do anything. Donald Trump saying this is a Democratic bill, you need to kill it, because Trump wants to run on whining about the border and then taking any action, because there is a tough-as-nails border deal, bipartisan, in the Senate that has even more than what Trump requested in 2018 under Biden's direction. And because it's bipartisan, MAGA Republicans think it can make Biden look good. They want to destroy the bill. And this is where I say to you, you got to know the game here. You got to see it, right? Because this isn't anymore a left issue or a right issue. This is an issue of MAGA trying to do something to harm the country because they think that's helpful for Donald Trump. And I don't think it's even helpful for Donald Trump. I think people will see what's happening and they will respond accordingly. So anyway, that's what's going on in MAGA world. Here's what President Biden's posting. We've made progress, but there's much more work to do to lower costs for American families. That's why I'm taking action to bring down the price of insulin, prescription drugs, and energy, and eliminating hidden junk fees companies use to rip you off. Let's take a look at some more posts by President Biden right here. Experts said that to get inflation under control, we need to drive up unemployment. We found a better way. Under my plan, unemployment has been under 4% for 2 full years now, and inflation at the pre-pandemic level of 2% over the last half year. Now, to bring inflation down like this and to keep unemployment under 4% is nothing short of an economic miracle. Or something that a highly competent administration was able to navigate. That's just the facts. That's just the raw data, folks. It's not a lefty position, okay? But what does become political and partisan, and also the next level gaslighting, is when the media and others try to act like that's not a major accomplishment and try to diminish this and not report these things in their proper context. And by the way, you know, like even when you look at, I mentioned this at the outset of the video, President Biden wins South Carolina by 96% of the vote. Donald Trump wins New Hampshire by what, 54%? Here's how we explained it on a post that we made at Midas Touch. Here is the New York Times headline about Biden winning with 96% of the vote. An uncertain measure of wider enthusiasm. Here's what they talked about when Trump won with only 54% in New Hampshire. Trump made history and he built on his momentum. Huh? I mean, they're going out of their way to try to be helpful. It's just really weird. Here's another example of this right here. And this is from @BlackKnight10K. Love his posts. Low voter turnout in South Carolina means a lack of enthusiasm for Biden. Wait, but you told me Iowa was complete and total domination for Trump, right? For Trump, total domination. Biden wins by 97% of the votes. Oh, there must be something going on there. And then the same account compared the CNN headlines and said, look, the same people who told you a massive red wave was coming in 2022 are now telling you Biden is trailing in 2024, even though he's performed better in Democratic primaries than Trump has in the Republican primary. And may I also add, better than other Democrats have ever performed in South Carolina. And here's another post by the same account. CNN, when Donald Trump won New Hampshire by 11 points. Domination. They use the word domination. CNN, when Biden wins South Carolina by 94 points. Meh. He goes, I can't be the only one who sees this BS. Don't worry. You're not alone. We all see this BS. And by the way, I think that's why this channel is growing, because this isn't, again, a lefty, righty, liberal, progressive concern. This is just a thing about facts and data and where we are right now. Let me leave you with this one. Yeah, President Biden isn't posting weird selfies of himself and saying, Do I look like Elvis? No, so here's what he's posting. We've helped create millions of new jobs, passed historic legislation to rebuild our infrastructure, with 40,000 projects announced already, canceled over $130 billion in student loans for millions of borrowers. We're ready to keep on going. Just government in action, folks. It's that simple. Thanks for watching. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers. Thanks to your support. And you can check us out as well at patreon.com/MidasTouch. Have a good one.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.